Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Waitea News. Chris Hipkins has retained the leadership of the Labour Party after a caucus ballot yesterday. Carmel Cipollone takes over as deputy leader from Calvin Davis, who didn't put his name forward after losing his Te Tai Tukurō seat on special votes to Te Pāti Māori's Mariami no Kapakingi. Chris Hipkins says they're looking forward to the next 3 years in Parliament.
We've got a big job to do as the opposition in holding the government, once it has been formed, to account for the commitments and the promises that they have made and for their own performance in office. It is a big and important job. And during that time, we've also got a big and important job of making sure that we are refreshing and renewing going into the 26 election campaign with a refreshed policy platform.
Labour leader Chris Hipkins. Meanwhile, senior Labour Party MP Willie Jackson says he's staying in Parliament to fight ACT's proposal for a referendum on the Treaty of Waitangi. ACT's David Seymour wants his own interpretation of treaty principles to be put to the vote, rather than the principles defined through decades of Waitangi Tribunal claims and court findings. Willie Jackson says Māori have told him they would go to war over the proposal, and he'll join them.
If there's a referendum, I'll stay around for as long as it takes to fight that and to stop that.
Willie Jackson. University of Auckland researchers are looking for vaping health markers, which can help to identify and prevent long-term health problems, especially for young vapers. Research lead Dr. Kelly Burrows has received both a Marsden Fund grant and a James Cook Research Fellowship to conduct the studies. The Marsden study will look at how vaping affects the lymphatic vessels, which regulate fluid balance and are central to the immune system. The James Cook Fellowship involves using CT scans to analyse how vaping affects the lungs. She says rangatahi have no idea of vaping's long-term effects.
So once you start vaping at a younger age, it becomes harder to give up that nicotine. And I think, you know, what I'm really worried about is the sort of what's happening to our next generation of kids that are starting to vape.
Dr. Kelly Burrows. And game show presenter Luke Bird hopes his colourful style will give him an edge at this year's Television Awards. He's one of three Māori nominated for the People's Choice TV Personality of the Year Award, alongside TVNZ breakfast host Jenny May Clarkson and Bouncers lead Joe Damond. He's proud of his work on Whakaata Māori's Lucky Dip on the road.
I'm a finalist, and this is for all those people out there, all those kids, all the rainbow kids, all the Māori and Pacifica kids who want to see themselves up there. This is for them.
Voting closes on November the 20th, with the awards ceremony on December the 5th. And Te Hōmā, that's Waitea News, which you will always find on waiteanews.com.